Today, Marshall defends speaking to city elders. The OKC Animal Shelter pauses intakes after rescuing hundreds of animals. And art from the Murrah Federal Building is headed home. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for June 29, 2026. I'm Logan Layden. The Democratic nominee for state superintendent is pushing back on criticism after speaking at a city elders event. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports despite the speaking engagement, she says she would refuse an endorsement from the group if offered.
Janetti Marshall, a Tulsa Public Schools board member, spoke to city elders in March 2025 about a district audit. City Elders calls itself a biblical model of city governance to, quote, establish a divine order in spiritual and civil governance. Here's Marshall at the event.
I started asking for an audit when I was elected in 2017, and I hadn't seen any paperwork, but the Spirit of the Lord God said that deception was in the house.
Marshall tells State Impact she received calls complaining she had spoken at a, quote, white Christian nationalist group. She says she was not aware the group had political leanings when she was invited. Marshall was introduced by Elena Ashley, a Ryan Walters ally, fellow board member, and proponent of the audit. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma City officials rescued more than 500 animals last week from one area home. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the city shelter's intakes are paused while it cares for the newcomers.
The Oklahoma City Animal Shelter says the rescue could be its largest yet. The mission started as a drug bust. The FBI and police seized 30 pounds of methamphetamine at a southeast Oklahoma City home. Hundreds of animals were also found, and shelter staff worked overnight to transport them. A city spokesperson says most of the animals were birds. There were also dogs, cats, reptiles, and a horse. The shelter says it's desperate to find homes for its dogs and cats so they can make more room for the newcomers. Through July 3rd, you can choose your own dog adoption fee. The facility is open for adoptions Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. The shelter's intake pause will last through Tuesday. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
And art from the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building is returning to its original home 3 decades after it left. Grayson Wheeler has more on the Murrah Collection.
When people went to work at the Murrah Building, they were greeted by vibrant art, much of it created by Oklahoma artists. The 1995 bombing that destroyed the Murrah Building and killed 168 people destroyed some of the art as well. But about 2 dozen pieces survived. 19 of them have been on display at the University of Central Oklahoma's Chambers Library in Edmond since 2000. Lupita Gonzalez is the head of the Archives and Collections Department there.
I do think it's inspiring and just really neat to think about how resilient these pieces were, that they survived something as horrible as that bombing was, and also that they've just been around for this long and that they're going to continue to be available for people to see.
After spending a year in dark storage, the art will go on display in the Oklahoma City Memorial and Museum's new edition next spring. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
For more news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.